WWCN Fort Myers Beach, Cape Coral, Naples. Broadcasting from the Lansdowne Street Studio. This is 99.3 ESPN, a Beasley Media Group station.
Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Oh, we are. I was just locking in some action on the XFL.
Hey,
everybody. What's going on? I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. It is a Friday. Well, XFL. Legitimate football.
Lock it in action seconds before we go on air. I love it.
6.5-point spread's about to change.
The training is complete.
It's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. How are you on this Friday? A little nippy, a little misty, a little gray out there, but it's heading into the weekend. We'll get
Take
you there.
Take your weapon. I am unarmed. Strike me down with it and release all your hatred on me.
My weapon is a phone app.
Your weapon is a pen.
And a website.
Careful.
Oh, goodness. Hey, did anybody bet Eastern Illinois down 27 with 11.5 to
what
go
was
last
the,
night?
What was live betting odds that with that?
You could have made some money.
800,000 to 1?
Yeah, you could have made some coin on that in-game. No doubt about that. Greetings, everybody. Our phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. It's also the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. Don't forget you can follow us on Twitter at 99.3ESPN. You can follow me at CraigESPN and follow Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. So we got all that. We'll try to parse through up to the minute action with what's going on with the collective bargaining agreement today in the NFL versus players versus the owners.
I don't know who to believe.
It's confusing right now. I'm not going to lie.
You either believe the NFL Network or you believe ESPN. The truth is probably somewhere in between.
Yeah.
Because both have conflicting stories.
Which, yeah, I was going to say, there's not really any in-between there.
No,
like, it's one's right or the other's right.
Yeah,
right. Oh, really? All up at 2 o'clock, I get a text from Grand Poobah. He says the over-under 2 minutes and 10 seconds into the show where the Craig bitch is about it being too cold. I did mention it being cold. I think take the under.
I was about to mention how delightful it is outside.
I'm excited
today.
For this weather. Yeah. Welcome. Because it's only a couple days, the key to it.
Yeah,
it's a couple days of nice.
50 tonight, 70 tomorrow, and then...
Is this one of those cold fronts where the rest of the country is disastrous and snow, like in the deep south and all that?
Well, it's... North Carolina and Virginia are getting slammed with some pretty gnarly snow right now.
Snow.
But the Northeast isn't getting it. I don't know if that's a thing or what.
But it's in the low 20s up there right now.
Oh,
and it was in the teens
balmy.
This morning. In the
balmy.
Teens this morning.
It's not the heat; it's the humidity that'll really get you, huh?
Yeah,
it's a dry cold.
It's a dry cold.
By the way, speaking of action last night, nice play by Chris last night. He said, "Take the strong over on the Heat and the Hawks at 230, and they blew that was like 250 something.
It was right around 250 where it ended.
Trae Young,
nice job.
Trae Young, 50, get a big portion of that on his own.
Yeah. When one player can knock off 20% of what you're looking for,
that's pretty good.
You're starting off on the right foot.
I stayed away, but I will have a college/NBA parlay of the month for you.
I love the NBA board tonight. Big fan of a lot of these games. Big fan of a lot of these games.
All right.
Even some bad games.
You're a big fan, and you've got the parlay of the month, Pete Shepherd?
College NBA parlay of the month. I already hit my parlay of the month.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Although I missed lab, but last week wasn't my parlay.
Well, you were scorching hot earlier. Now
you've
cooled off like the weather.
I'm like 3-3 in the last six.
Okay.
16-10-1 year to date.
Okay.
For you. Yeah, that's good.
For me, yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
I'm glad. I really got to build a little buffer zone before we get to football season. Terrible at picking football games, apparently.
How about NBA playoffs? Are we big on? I mean,
such a different.
You just
game,
skipped
though.
Right over all
such
that.
Such a different.
No, I know. I'm saying I've got months and months where I've got to build a cushion because if we're going by the pigskin picks,
yes.
I'll give you about 20 games below 500 when we get to football season.
Although XFL, you're 500 right now. We all are 4-4. That'll be in the 4 o'clock hour.
I am, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
All right, we'll do all that. All right, in a minute, we're going to try and parse our way through the NFL collective bargaining.
Ooh, everybody's proposal. Saying.
Yeah, because I'm going to give you, we'll give you the NFL Network side, the ESPN side, and then Florio has just released a piece seconds ago.
That's who I'll believe.
Well, he really delves into it and breaks it all down with different possibilities here. So we'll get into all three. There's plenty of time.
Okay. So
it's fascinating. Craig and I still have a chance.
There's no doubt about it. It's a slim chance.
Well, the word is.
I don't know if it's a slim chance.
The word has always been, and I don't necessarily agree with it, but the word has always been, if the players turn this down, the owners are going to go radio silent for a year. There'll be no more back and forth after this weekend. And then we're going to go up to the deadline next year.
Billionaires can outdo millionaires.
Always.
Every time.
The players won't win.
Which is why I
the fans
said
will lose.
We will not miss a game due to CBA negotiations.
Well, after we do your run, I want to get into this because
yes, absolutely.
And Chris kind of opened my eyes to this before the show.
That's not good.
The billionaire owners have laid out a proposal that is beautiful for them.
Of course.
That they are going to pit the haves versus the have-nots in the NFL. And there's a lot more have-nots in the NFL that are making minimum wage. And by minimum wage, I mean 500 grand a year, the league minimum.
Nothing.
A lot more of those guys. Right, exactly. So we'll do that later tonight. Something a little bit different on the station. We've got Princeton versus Harvard going Ivy League. We're going to have some Princeton and Harvard stats and famous graduates and whatnot. We'll have some fun with that later on the show.
I feel like the Ivy League really fits with what we do on a daily basis and our audience.
Well, yeah, we channel the inner Ivy League all the time.
Right.
That's a good game tonight. Harvard's better. But
I'm excited.
That'll be a good game.
We're getting close to 7.5 to 8. We're getting close to championship season.
Yes.
Conference championship.
Yes,
we're 2 weeks away from all these happening. It's awesome.
That is awesome.
Maybe not two. Like 3 weeks. Yeah.
Today is Friday. Don't forget, new thing that started last week, the Friday sports test brought to you by the Boathouse on Naples Bay. That's at 3:45. You can win up to $75 from them.
Woo.
If you get three questions right, there'll be an incremental prize package.
You get one lifeline, me.
Pete Shepard for the whole lifeline.
Not per question, just one for the entire segment.
And then we'll later on in the show have our Wikipedia with you at 4:45. It's going to be boxing trivia. Apparently there's a big fight tomorrow.
You guys are so off base on this.
How am I off
base? I mean, you guys are not even excited about arguably the best
Wilder Fury
heavyweight matchup we've seen since.
I agree with that. Well, the hype is certainly there. I agree.
Probably Tyson Lewis?
Really? It's that big?
This is a massive fight. I mean,
that's the one that was in Memphis.
Is that where it was?
If it's so big, why haven't I heard of these guys? I usually hear of
You've never
guys.
Heard of Deontay Wilder?
I've heard of them.
Or Tyson Fury?
I think I've heard of Tyson Fury, but not Wilder. I have no idea who Wilder is.
It is a legitimate conversation going on in the boxing world. Deontay Wilder has the hardest one punch in boxing heavyweight history.
George Foreman?
Yep.
Teddy Atlas was on with Golic and Wingo today, and he said, look, Tyson could do it with both hands. So there's that.
Yeah.
You know, Ali, Foreman, all these guys, they all had their things that they did well. Deontay Wilder's right hand has never been seen in the heavyweight class before.
So it's like Ivan Drago and Rocky IV punching the thing, 1,400 PSI.
Exactly.
Now, back in my day, anytime I've interviewed a boxer, bar none. They always say George Foreman had the hardest punch they've ever faced. I've interviewed all the big guys.
The Alabama Hammer, Deontay Wilder's right hand.
All right, does Fury have a chance? Is he like a stick and move guy or what?
He's not a stick and move guy. I mean, he's going
to
come in
weigh-ins
today. So, I mean, they're thinking he's going to come in high 260s, low 270s, somewhere around there. You're not mobile at that weight.
Is this fight going to rejuvenate the heavyweight division, which has been dead for largely three decades?
Potentially, because you also have Anthony Joshua hanging out there who the winner is going to get. And you're starting to see how the heavyweight boxing is coming back together.
Is it the Mexican fighter,
Brian Ruiz?
Yeah, is he done?
Yeah, he lost his ranking now?
Well, hey, kid, but still going to be in the top five.
Where's Butterbean?
Mexican Butterbean.
He lost to Anthony Joshua, 2 months ago?
Okay. All right. So
remember, I gave you the hot tip. Joshua was like minus 210, and it was an easy play.
You're right.
Easy play.
What's our guy saying for this one?
I don't have a good feel. Okay. What was it? What I saw this morning, I want to say Fury was minus 130 and Wilder was plus 110.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty close to a pick 'em.
All right. Somebody wants to give a shout out to the Naples High School boys basketball team for a great win last night, the first round of the regional playoffs. So that, cool. Check that. And congratulations there. And time now for a SportsCenter rundown on a Friday. Here's Chris.
Former Astros pitcher Mike Fiers said he has received death threats after he exposed the Astros' 2017 sign-stealing scheme. Quote, whatever, I don't care. I've dealt with a lot of death threats before. It's just another thing on my plate, the pitcher told the San Francisco Chronicle yesterday. We got a doubleheader tonight in the NBA. It tips on ESPN at 8 o'clock. The Thunder host the Nuggets. That's followed by Zion. The Pelicans are in Portland at 10:30, and we'll get into this NFL CBA deal right now.
Okay.
So going back to December 1st, 2018, and I'll be honest with you, I have no recollection of this. Probably should, but do you? What? So here it sounds like an unbelievable match that I did not see.
What?
Because this is a rematch from
Yeah.
So Fury had outboxed Wilder for long stretches, but Wilder, the sport's most devastating puncher, perhaps the best puncher of all time, knocked Fury down in the ninth. Then he seemingly knocked Fury out in the final round. Then Fury miraculously, like Rocky, rose from the mat. Once the bell rang at the end of the 12th, judge ruled it a controversial split draw.
Yep.
114-112 for Fury, 115-111 for Wilder, and then 113-113. But I know Chris is rooting for Wilder because he's from Tuscaloosa.
Oh.
So that takes care of that.
I missed it because I was busy that day watching the galleryfurniture.com bowl.
Oh, stop it.
Is it December?
It.
Yeah.
No, it's exciting because you've got two guys that at any one second can end the fight. Mm-hmm. It's not like we got where the middleweights were they were the stars, right? And right. Floyd Mayweather, great boxer, all that crap.
Right.
He's boring to watch.
Because he's defensive.
He's a defensive boxer, and he doesn't have the power to knock people out.
Right.
Pacquiao's a little bit more fun because he'll kind of go in there and just swing.
Well, old Pacquiao.
But they didn't get together until they were both too late in their careers,
it was kind of a joke.
They got a lot of people to spend $100. But this is an exciting fight right here.
I'm going to consider this one. I haven't. But
what's it cost? $99?
No.
No?
I don't know how much.
Here,
how much
it's on. It's ESPN and Fox.
What's ESPN Plus?
Yeah, ESPN Plus and Fox will have this game.
I have ESPN Plus.
Yeah, but you still got to pay pay-per-view via the ESPN Plus app.
I got to be a way to hack in.
I'll
find out.
You didn't hear this from me, but you might have some luck on Facebook Live. That's all I'm saying. Now, you might have to watch it with a lot of emojis flying all over because people comment and stuff.
$79.99.
Hypothetically speaking, I don't want to just encourage anybody.
That's like my whole bill for the month.
Buy it legally.
Why?
Have a couple buddies come over.
I don't have any friends. You guys are my friends. I don't have any friends.
Have a couple buddies come over, Pete.
come over.
And, and have each of them bring $20.
Oh, I don't even care about that. I'll pay for it.
Who cares?
They
$80.
Bring chicken wings.
Yeah,
I want
perfect.
Money. I want food.
I think if you're hosting the fight, you should pay for the fight, but then the other people bring the stuff, like the food and the
booze.
That's
not the way I do it.
You're like, you charge at the door.
Well, you charge $20. I know I've been part of that in both ways. Where people
So it's a $80 fight. I got two buddies coming over. I'll have each of them throw me $20.
Yeah.
I know I'm coming out on the short end of that.
Right.
But it is my house at the end of the day.
All right.
And then it's like, bring your own beer.
Put it on the poll. What's appropriate for a pay-per-view fight if it's at your house? Do you pay for it and be the host?
I like it.
Or do you charge at the door? It's an excellent question.
Which is illegal.
What's illegal?
To charge at your home.
Is it?
Yes.
It's illegal to have somebody pitch
without
in
the
to help a pay-per-view?
Without express written consent of... So what belts... I mean, who's got the belt? What belts are led? There's so many freaking belts. So who's got the WBC? Is that Wilder? How many belts are at stake here?
I don't know.
Is there one...
I think this is a unifying belt, so all the belts would come together unless
like
Joshua's
WBC,
got
WBA,
one.
Yeah, and
unless
what's Joshua's, IBF?
Yeah, unless Joshua's got one.
Those were the big three back, and there used to be just one. Then it went to two, and then it was three. Mm. So I swear to God, I have to look that up.
Yeah.
Who was technically the heavyweight champ of the world and how many, and what belt?
Still say he can't hit harder than George Foreman. Does that make me sound old when I say that?
George Foreman was on Golic and Wingo this week and said he hits harder than George Foreman.
Did he really?
That's what George Foreman said. Straight from the horse's mouth.
Straight from the George's mouth.
Right. From the grill's mouth.
You know what? All right. You said grill, not girl, right? Okay.
Yeah, grill.
Yeah.
Wow. Because of the grill.
Yeah.
The George Foreman
okay,
grill.
Okay, here we
not,
go.
Not the grill.
All right. Internet. IBF. Anthony Joshua is the organization's currently recognized world champ, having won the title December 7th, 2019, over the aforementioned Andy Ruiz Jr. He's not fighting this fight, right? The WBA, Anthony Joshua, is the organization's currently recognized super world champion, having won the title over Andrew Ruiz 2019. Manuel Chara is currently recognized as the organization's regular world champion. What the hell? His next defense is on the title is scheduled to be against interim champion Trevor Bryan. Agreement for the bout was reached on May 28, 2019, but details have been announced. And Trevor Bryan is currently recognized as the organization's interim world champion. This is for the WBA. The WBC is Deontay Wilder. Is the organization's currently recognized
champion. So it's the
champion.
WBA and the WBC that belts that are on the line.
Except Tyson Fury is not in the WBA. He's not part of the WBA.
We'll find out on Saturday,
Anthony Joshua is the organization's recognized super world champ, and Manuel Char is currently recognized as the WBA's regular world champ. There's nothing in here about Tyson Fury.
Okay.
And the WBA.
I don't want to get too bogged down in the
All right,
weeds.
So Joshua has all of them except Wilder has the WBC.
Yeah.
All that means nothing.
All
to
of
me.
Them means and, all of them mean that the WBA and the internet, the IBF, or Anthony Joshua. So Deontay, so the only belt that can be won here, right, is the WBC.
But the thought here is that this fight is going to springboard a unifying title fight between the winner of this
Wilder and Anthony Joshua. Okay, gotcha.
And if you listen to Golic and Wingo this morning, a pretty cool idea. Both Fury and Joshua are from the UK. This would be massive across the pond. Massive.
Okay.
What kind of money are we talking tonight or tomorrow night?
What's the purse?
I don't know.
I mean, we get 100 mil or what?
I think that always depends on the pay-per-view buys and stuff. I don't know.
Well, the way y'all are hyping it up, it's going to be huge. Mm. Now, will they fight before midnight? That's another problem
no.
for me.
No. The fight's in Vegas. Like, it's 9 o'clock out there. Of course.
Why can't we have earlier fights?
Well, you can if the other, if the preliminary fights go two or three rounds. Say it was early round knockouts, right? They're not going to, it's not a set time for the heavyweight.
No,
it's
but the,
based on the
but the pay-per-view fights, like the undercard on the pay-per-view fights, if the regular fights are done, like, they're not going to start fights that should be on pay-per-view early. So those will all start at 10.
Yeah. All right. Are we done?
Seems like a lot.
Have we covered the fight of the century?
Well, don't act like we have to. I mean, I thought it was a good conversation.
No, I think it's intriguing to me.
We've got all day for the football stuff.
No, I know.
Do we?
This, without a doubt, this is going to, it should be the best fight in a long, long time. It is the most hyped fight in a long, long
time. It's a massive.
Heavyweight.
This isn't a boxing event. This is a sports event that we have Saturday night. Boxing is slowly trying to take back the reins from the UFC, I think.
There was way more hype for the McGregor-Mayweather fight. Way more hype.
Which was a
disaster. Yeah.
I think Mayweather-Pacquiao was a joke.
And I think that got more hype than this did.
It got more hype, but it doesn't mean that it's going to be a better fight.
No, I agree with that.
This should be a hell of a fight.
Dumpster Fire says each guaranteed 25 mil plus pay-per-view shares.
Oh, there you go.
That's and taxes. Dopey's backing that up.
Okay.
Second source.
Let's go. 99.3 ESPN has confirmed.
Dumpster Fire and Dopey, we are confirming.
Job of the butt. No one hits harder than Pete's Blue Chews. Got that right.
Special code word, Peter.
Peter.
All right, very good.
Yeah.
All right, we all caught up? Everybody feel good about the fight? We good?
I don't know, Craig. Do we all feel good about the fight, or are you going to...
I feel better about it now.
So if you're sitting on your couch, 11 o'clock on Saturday night, right, everybody in your household's asleep.
High probability that will be the case.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're up and it's one of those nights where you're just up.
Yeah.
You got a good nap Saturday afternoon.
Right.
Put the WGC Mexico Championship on. You got like a 3-hour nap, like something. Will you order the fight? Will you? No, let me rephrase. Will you watch the fight?
Watching the fight, Chris, and ordering the fight. See, those are two different verbs.
I'm fully aware.
Oh, no, you forgot the third part. Steal the fight.
Well, okay, we're not going to go that far.
I was trying to
listen around to the words that he was using. Watch the fight and buy the fight are two different verbs. We don't need a third verb. Thou shalt not steal, Pete Shepard.
Which you have broken that commandment countless times.
I can't help it if something accidentally pops up without my knowing it. It's just there. But, Chris, to answer your question, I would give it a 99% no. Probably a no.
Wow.
I am not that interested.
Host of a sports show, and you say no.
Look, I'm not that interested in hockey. I don't watch a lot of hockey. Crazy. That doesn't mean just because I'm a sports show host.
By the way, the Bruins made a big trade today.
Yeah, they did.
Trade. David Backes and a prospect and a first-round pick, Alex Anderson, to Anaheim for Andrzej Kaše, who's 24 years old.
I don't
old.
Like all your soccer matches that are on. Does that mean I'm a poor sports talk show host?
And the Bolts actually lost their first game
Vegas,
in 12
or 13, yeah.
They won 11 in a row, I think, and lost to Vegas last night.
Yep. Back-to-back nights, yeah.
You know, because culture and hockey's a sport too, Craig. It's as
fantastic.
Much as you don't want to admit it.
And the Bruins of Tampa Bay are
how much hockey have you watched
down.
In the last week, Chris?
I don't have to watch hockey to pay attention to know what's going on
in
hockey.
Well, so do I. I knew the Lightning were red hot lately after a
slow
start this
year. But did you know that
they
lost yesterday to the Las Vegas Golden Knights?
I knew they had a winning streak of around 12.
I wanted to take the total. I was going to go over, which was 6. The total was high at 6.5. I wanted to go over. I didn't do it.
Oh, I hit the under.
No, it went over.
Oh, did it? I thought it was 3-1.
No, it was like 8-7, 8-5.
Okay.
Like that.
Well, whatever.
Sounds like a great defensive battle.
Well,
isn't that what you would want to see in a hockey game? 13 goals?
Yeah, normally, you know, I'd say it's like soccer where there's no scoring. You're right. You're right.
That's because you don't watch anything.
Soccer. You watch everything. I don't watch anything.
No, but I know there's some games. There are a lot of games.
You don't like the UFC. You don't like boxing. You don't like hockey. You're really ice cold on baseball right now. You're a basketball and football type of guy.
5-3, yeah.
So the over did hit.
It's all pretty
And the Panthers, who have been doing pretty well, too, they lost 5-4 as well. But the Panthers and Tampa Bay, state of Florida, doing pretty well this year. Tampa Bay and the Bruins are
fighting for
they are the two best teams in the NHL.
All right, wake me up in June.
First off, the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs better than the final.
A lot of times it can be. Although last year's final was 7 games. I mean, that
can
was
be.
Pretty good.
I think over 3 years, you've seen me come in here and go, wow, I've watched the playoffs.
Well, you've had 8 seeds win. You've had 8 seeds. Like last year, Columbus knocked off Tampa Bay. In 4.
I mean, I'm not off the face of the world. I mean, I'll watch stuff that's important. Right now, it's not important for me to spend 3 hours watching a hockey game or a soccer match.
We got the European Cup this summer.
Nobody cares.
Oh, a lot of people in Europe care.
Okay, but
a lot of people in this country
I talk
care.
To
a lot of people
in
this country
Florida
care.
On 99.3 ESPN. I don't know.
You've never lived in a real ethnic neighborhood, so you don't. No, honestly, it matters to. No, I'm saying it matters to a lot of people. The European Cup matters to a lot. It's huge around the country.
Okay, but don't say I haven't lived in. I lived in Houston and Los Angeles. I was the minority on my block in both streets.
Yeah,
okay,
you didn't really leave your home. You didn't really leave your house. You kind of were like on an island. Like where Guy Fieri's ranch is, which is a beautiful ranch, he's like up in the hills.
But he's in California, right? Yeah. He's in Southern Cal.
He's no Cal. He's more by the
I didn't
area.
Know that.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
I've met him. I know him. So we're tight.
Guy?
Yeah. I know Guy.
Yeah. I haven't met him yet.
Is it Mr. Fieri to me? You call him Guy?
Call him Guy. Call him Guy.
Probably didn't say Guy.
He fed me. He gave me a pizza out of his own Firestone grill.
Really?
Oh,
like
yeah.
He made you the pizza?
He made me a pizza.
How have I never heard about this?
I have. It's been a different part
Weren't
of
you
a different
in Tahoe?
Story. Yeah, I was.
So
I
went, he used the oven there. He didn't bring it from his house. Because he has an awesome one in his ranch.
He brought one to Tahoe.
And what?
Because
he
was part of the Tahoe celebrity golf experience, and he was cranking out pizzas over there. Brought one over to me.
What kind of pizza?
Just it was pretty basic. Pepperoni,
Neapolitan.
Had had some peppers on it, red pepper.
Ooh.
Yeah, but, it was good.
But did he heat it up? Like, he didn't, did he?
It was right out of the fire.
Well, I'm asking. You were in Tahoe, right?
Yeah.
So did they have a pizza oven right there?
Yes, right at the practice tee box.
That's awesome. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
He brought the pizza. I was wrapping up an interview with Joe Theismann. Guy comes over.
How's his leg doing?
Pizza. His leg is fine. Those two know each other and have done business together, so they're sitting down. Guy hands me the pizza. I introduce him on the air. I don't talk for 15 minutes. Joe Theismann and Guy just talked for 15 minutes on the radio until my next heart out. I didn't do anything. It was I ate his pizza. And that was like 2 years in a row. So I've met him a couple of times. It's fantastic. There. Enough about me.
He's been in this building before we got here. I know that.
Oh, Guy?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Yeah.
I never met him. That's unfortunate. Met the soup Nazi.
Yeah?
Did you?
Yeah, he was here.
He was supposed to, we were angling to try and get him on our show like 2-3 years ago. He was here for a baseball promotion.
A miracle thing, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't work out. I would have liked to have met
him. Back when they were the miracle. Now, right. Mighty
now
Muscles.
They're Mighty Muscles. Got their magnetic logo right in front of me here. On our big screen, or where we'll do our pigskin picks in a minute, or an hour.
What? Hour and a half.
Hour and a half. Maybe a little long. 4 o'clock hour. All right, so we've warmed up. We've talked about all of our Skittles. We've got the fight ready to go this
weekend.
Well,
who's Chris leaning towards in the fight? The Tuscaloosa, Alabama guy.
I think so.
Because he's an Alabama guy.
Which one's Alabama? Wilder or Fury?
Wilder. Fury.
I think if you got a name like Fury, that's just... Fists of Fury.
If he was from Duke, would you root for him?
Is Wilder a bad name for boxing?
Two good names
for
fighting.
Really
good
boxing names.
This is a good fight
names.
Just on the name alone. Just the marquee looks cool.
Right. Wilder, Fury. This sounds like a fight.
Kind of does. You guys may in 3.5 more hours may pique my interest.
I'll keep selling you on it.
You guys are part of the hype machine.
I'll keep selling you on it.
They're loving it. We're talking about it.
Tyson Fury's got a great backstory. Great backstory.
Tyson, another good name for fighting.
Like, movie-level backstory.
Plus, you got
he homeless and made it to what's the deal?
Battled drug addiction, suicidal thoughts, was really overweight, and actually, Wilder, depending who you believe, was one of the guys who reached out to him when he was at his lowest points and kind of helped him get it turned around.
Really? Cool. Forrest with a text on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line says, best part of the show so far, Craig saying he has no friends. You guys are my friends, and then awkward silence. That did happen.
Thanks,
I noticed.
Thanks,
I noticed.
Forrest.
Forrest!
No,
my legs! Lieutenant Dan has magic legs.
No other lines except
Jenny!
That one.
No. I want some peas and carrots, Jenny!
No, that's not what the line was. Jenny and I were like peas and carrots.
I want some peas and carrots, Jenny.
Yeah, telling her to whip something up, lady of the house.
Yeah, I taught her how to dangle.
All right, real sports coming up next. We're going to talk about the CBA and everything going on with the NFL. Voting. The owners voted for what they had, and now it's in the players' hands right now. We'll take care of all that. Also, as we mentioned, Princeton and Harvard tonight, 6:45, Ivy League basketball. We got a lot to do. It's Friday. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PSHEP326 and at Craig ESPN. This is Sheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Ain't no mountain high enough. It's a Friday, everybody. Get you into the weekend. We are good to go. Got some fun coming up around the corner with the Friday Sports Test, Wikipedia, Pigskin Picks. We're loaded on a Friday.
I just came across an amazing story. It's blowing my mind. Has to do with food.
Can you share it?
Yeah.
Do share.
New York Post just came out. Scientists have engineered a life-altering new product, a lower-fat French fry. The miraculous creation... now possible thanks to a groundbreaking frying oil that combines the neutral taste of vegetable oil with the heart-healthy qualities of olive oil. Researchers at Minnesota-based food tech company Calyxt are behind the creation. The fries made with their oil were exactly as one might expect from a normal bath of oil, crispy and yummy. The new and improved oil, which comes from genetically modified soybean plants, is shipping out to food service companies and restaurants, though it's not clear which restaurants will be using it. So having a frying oil more similar to olive oil would be a victory for healthy eaters. Olive oil, of course, is a staple in Mediterranean diet, but the plant-heavy heart is tough to cook with when you're frying with because it can catch on fire and burn.
That could be a problem.
But its monounsaturated fats can raise HDL, which is the good cholesterol. So this is what it does. The scientific endeavor should come as a small consolation to French fry lovers whose words were rudely jolted last year when a Harvard professor suggested that people ought to stick to just six measly split sticks or none at all. Because it deemed it as, leads to obesity, diabetes, and cardiovascular disease.
What, like per handful?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
six
right.
in my mouth at once.
But anyway, so this is groundbreaking news.
Well, they've got the air fryer that's done a pretty good job.
Yeah, but
it's a little different. I'll give that to you.
But these can help. But this type of oil can help with the good cholesterol.
I get nervous when you start mentioning genetically modified foods.
And then you throw the word soy in there. That's one of those alert words for me.
But it's oil. It's soy.
You hear soy, we're losing flavor. That's what my mind goes. Maybe this is the instance where it doesn't lose flavor. But most of the time you hear soy, this isn't going to be very good.
I agree. But this is a combination that it's a new and improved oil which comes from genetically modified soybean plants shipping out to food service companies around. Interesting.
Okay.
Blew my mind.
When is it going to hit the market, Pete Shepard?
I don't know.
Have you guys seen that new Burger King commercial?
Which one?
With the moldy burger.
Moldy?
Yeah.
What do you mean moldy?
Because it's blue cheese?
They take a Whopper.
Real meat or not meat?
I don't know.
Well, that's what Burger King does these days. I never know.
Take a Whopper. Okay. I don't know, Craig.
All right.
And it's like a video on it, and then it's a time lapse. What is it, 38 days? And by the end of 38 days,
I've seen that.
The burger is covered in mold because they're saying like they have no preservatives in their food.
They're purposely advertising this as a commercial?
But it makes your stomach turn.
Yes.
Watching it.
They're doing it. This isn't like some YouTube video. This is a Burger King commercial showing our food is fresh. It will mold in 38 days.
Yes, because I've seen other fast food people, maybe Burger King ripping other fast food restaurants, and they show other burgers, same thing, and not have the mold.
They don't do that here. They just show the moldy Burger King burger.
Because mold means fresh if you eat it quick enough.
Well, mold means it's real.
This can't be. I would fire my marketing department immediately.
I would as well. They're coming out with some strange ones at Burger King.
Yeah. I mean, burger companies, especially burger fast food burger places, go out of their way. There are professional people that stage these burgers that are on their commercials to make them look better than they even are.
And 99% of the time, not warm.
Right.
Not warm.
Right. You wouldn't know that because, can't feel heat off your TV. But... Now, my question is, what else can I put down on this console here? Let's sit there for 38 days, and it'll be green in a month and a half.
Oh, there's a lot.
Probably everything. Yeah. I mean, other than a Twinkie, some things might get hard and stale.
Right.
But most things, I think, would turn green.
Well, like fresh bread would get mold on the inside of it.
Yeah.
Because that's, the yeast and whatnot.
Vegetables, so is this really a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing.
All right. Well, I think it's an unwise thing.
And then who's got the burger? Who's coming out with the burger with just fries on it?
I don't know.
We're getting to some weird spots in the fast food game.
Here's the deal. I don't need to know that a burger can last 38 days because I'm usually going to house it in about 38 seconds. And no burger sitting around 38 days in my house, I'll tell you that.
No, look, there's a lot of good... The last fast food thing I had, I think a couple weeks ago, I'll be honest with you, I had egg and I never had it. So I was quick. It was around the corner from here. So I grabbed a Wendy's grilled chicken. It was pretty good.
Oh, big fan of Wendy's.
Yeah, grilled.
So this
grilled
is Burger
chicken.
King as well. They're coming out with, this is just in New Zealand right now, but they're trying it there. It's called the Chip Butty.
Emphasis on the butt.
Okay, so it's bottom bun.
Yeah.
Ketchup.
Emphasis on the butt again. Yes.
Ketchup.
Uh-huh.
French fries.
Yes.
Mayonnaise. Top bun.
No meat?
No meat.
It's just a French fry burger.
It's a French fry burger.
Ugh.
The chip bunny, it's...
The carbs on that alone.
About $2 New Zealand, which is $1.25 here. A little bit more.
I wish fast food restaurants would or give you the option of a wheat bun. Because not many people are eating. No, not really.
That's all I buy, really.
That's all I buy. I mean, but
I usually don't buy white. I go wheat.
Oh, I go white every time.
Yeah, but you'll change your mind.
The cheaper the bread, the better.
You'll change your mind.
For me?
Is this true? Chris in the Cape says soy gives you man boobs. Stay away, in capital letters. Is that a fact?
Maybe. I don't know that to be true, but.
Huh. Breaking news. Well, damn it, you guys, we went out the whole hour. We haven't talked about the collective bargaining agreement that's about to come to fruition in the National Football League.
All right, we talked about sports.
True.
You give me that.
True. I will give you that. Sports and burgers and man boobs.
And man boobs.
That's okay. Pretty much what we covered.
Here's Dan Graziano. This is an hour ago. Here's what he says. Interesting twist. The NFLPA's decision on the CBA proposal will go to the full membership for a vote regardless of the outcome of Friday's conference call with team reps. Union leadership is being tasked with making a recommendation to the full membership. Now I go to Tom Pelissero, NFL Network. The NFLPA Executive Committee voted 6-5 not to recommend the current CBA proposal. That is simple, a recommendation, though. It now goes to a 32-man board of representatives. The Executive Committee is the group what is responsible for negotiating the deal. It is led by NFLPA President Eric Winston. Some members, including VP Russell Oaking and Richard Sherman, have voiced opposition to the deal, but the 32-player reps carry the hammer, talks ongoing. And he said the NFLPA Constitution says the Board of Reps must approve the proposed CBA by a two-thirds majority, which is 22 votes, and a full membership must approve by a simple majority. So even if the full membership voted yes, his understanding is the board still must approve as well.
But here's the whole thing in a nutshell. I mean, yesterday we spent a lot of time talking about the 17th game and the extra playoff games, fine. But they're really not paying them that much extra money for the 17th game. But, and again, Chris, you explained this better, but it's basically the owners have put together a proposal that most of the league is going to like. Because I don't know if you people have looked at an entire salary roster before the NFL. You got about 5 or 6 guys making in the millions. Everybody else is making around league minimum, depending on how many years they've been in the league, $500,000, $600,000. This deal is going to make the $500,000, $600,000 guy, he's going to want this. This is going to be better for him. The guy that's already making millions, there's really not a lot of incentive to play a 17th game.
No.
And so the owners, I can see what they're doing here. They're pitting the haves versus the have-nots, and they might have enough votes of the have-nots versus the haves to pass this deal this week.
And then a third voice from Action Network, Darren Revelle, very respected, hearing NFL players are being told that there's not much negotiation here, that this is the deal the owners are presenting, and if they don't take it, it's strike lockout next year. Billionaires are in better position than millionaires due to the players' fold.
I've heard numerous times that the owners have said, accept this deal now. We're not talking for a whole nother year. No more talks.
Yeah. But again, like that's a negotiating
tactic.
Yeah, like, so
it's an ultimatum.
So do the players want to call the bluff or not? Because you know maybe they do take some time off and we don't have CBA talks until this time next year.
Right.
There's still time to get one done before the season would start at that point.
But the owners are going to say, nope, we're not talking anymore. I think time is on the player's side right now. I think they should.
The owners might say that, or they might say, you know what? If all they want is instead of capping that final week's paycheck at $250,000, we'll cap it at $400,000.
Yeah.
But okay. Well, you know that I would have a tough time believing that if the NFLPA came back, wanted to start negotiations, if this falls through, the NFL would simply say no.
And Florio goes into more detail, and he says, so it's possible that at least 50% plus one of the roughly 1,900 dues-paying members of the union will vote for the new CBA, even if the Executive Committee and Board of Player Reps have failed to recommend it, which would create potential chaos for a union whose rank and file will have disregarded the opinions of its elected leadership. The language of the NFLPA Constitution seems to support the process that the union will be implementing Article 6 of the Constitution, set forth the rules applicable to the adoption of a new labor deal. And he's got three key sections.
I don't know what that meant.
Well, here's what he's got three C.
So you're telling me the 32 team rep guys right now can vote this down, but we're still going to have a vote with the 1,900 members, and they can vote yes?
Yes.
They one over the
50% plus one.
50% plus one.
Implement Article 6 of the Constitution, three keys, 6.01. In advance of collective bargaining negotiations, each player rep shall meet with the members from his club to ascertain the provisions that such members wish to be incorporated in the NFLPA CBA. After review of the suggestions from the members of the NFLPA, the board of reps shall finalize the proposals to be presented to owner reps in connection with any proposed collective bargaining agreement or modification thereof. Simple six, real 602. Negotiating committee shall consist of the exec committee, including the executive director serving ex officio. And then 6.03, any CBA agreement tentatively agreed by the board of reps with the owner reps shall not be binding on the NFLPA until it has been ratified by a majority of the members of the NFLPA voting for ratification or rejection. A recommendation from the board of reps may accompany any collective bargaining agreement so proposed to the members for ratification, but a recommendation shall be adopted by the board of reps only upon a two-thirds vote. So here's what that means in English. Before the CBA negotiations begin, the various player reps must meet with their teammates to determine the terms they'd like to see in an agreement. The board of player reps then finalizes the proposal to be represented to the league. Then the exec committee and executive director Demoris Smith negotiate a deal with the league. And then next, which there is a process, which is where the process right here is right now, the deal is ratified by a majority of the members of the union with or without a two-thirds recommendation from the board of player reps. The key word is in section 6.03 is may, in quotations, if the provision used shall, quote-unquote. Instead, the recommendation of the board of player reps would have been a mandatory prerequisite to a full vote of union membership.
Wow.
All right.
So the player reps are kind of pointless.
Yeah, they're just like, what are they? They're like,
which is interesting because the player reps are normally, you know, actually, in every case, tenured players that are making well above league minimum.
Let me finish.
And I also thought in the past that they would kind of, work like a congressman, get a feel for your people, and then your vote is the vote.
Right.
You're just going to be the 32 guys voting.
Florio addresses that, says section 6.03 is a bit confusing on the front end, since it contemplates that the board of player reps and the league reps have reached an agreement when, in reality, the board of player reps never actually negotiates with the owners. But the broader point, as articulated by section 6.03, is that the agreement becomes ratified if and when a simple majority of the full membership vote for it, regardless of whether the board of player reps recommends a proposal.
All right. Anything that breaks on this, or we'll have more. This is going to be a very interesting next couple of days, I think, around the National Football League. Don't forget, coming up, we've got Sound Street, and in 1 hour, the Friday Sports Test. Brought to you by the Boathouse in Naples Bay. We're very excited about this. Chris has done a wonderful job putting this together. We had our debut test last Friday. Do it again here today. You can win up to $75 at the Boathouse. It's a lot of fun. We'll do that. And since we have a little Ivy League basketball tonight here on 99.3 ESPN, Princeton versus Harvard, we'll take a look at some famous graduates of both schools. You may be surprised at some of the list. Yes, we'll have a list. All that coming up at our Pigskin Picks of the 4 o'clock hour. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepard.
I started off with the baseball sign-stealing scandals. It continues. We talked yesterday about David Ortiz's comments ripping Mike Fiers, saying he's a snitch for starting all this. Here was the comment yesterday.
You ring, you decide to talk about it. Why don't you talk about it during the season when it was going on? Why you didn't say, I don't want to be no part of? Oh, now. So you look like a snitch. You know what I mean? Why you got to talk about it after? Why don't you, that's my problem, you know. Why nobody say anything while it was going on? So they stopped that. So all this thing that is going on right now, it's not out there because it's going to be a huge distraction for the game, for a while, and you don't want that.
Here's Big Poppy saying that this scandal will haunt the Astros for years to come.
I was in a clubhouse for a long time, and never anything like that comes up, you know what I'm saying? But now they're going to have to deal with that for a long time, because it's not only a situation that involves players. You're talking about the whole franchise. Like, I haven't seen the way the media and everybody's approaching the Houston Astros.
All right. Chris, let's skip forward to David Ross of the Cubs. He said stripping Houston of the title would have sent a strong message on Golic and Wingo this morning.
You, Darvish, made a great point here, and it's I go back to, if we're in the integrity of the trophy and how much that means, it's like an Olympic medal. If you're caught cheating, your medal is stripped. So I think that would have sent a loud message. I don't know that you could give it to another person, but taking it away may have been the power move that may have made everybody feel a lot better. Mm-hmm. That's difficult. I understand. Rob's got a decision to make and trying to navigate through all those things. But in my mind, when I look at it like that, that's what we're all fighting for. That's why we're working here in spring training. That's why we're doing our work, putting in that extra time, those extra drills, all so we can be the group that holds that trophy at the end of the year. And the fact they didn't do it legitimately in the right way, they don't deserve that, in my opinion.
All right. Would have been a bold move. All right. Coming up, more on the collective bargaining agreement. In fact, we'll hear what some former player has to say, what current players have to say about it, the vote that may or may not take place here this weekend. We'll also have some fun with our Harvard-Princeton list as well. And from the boathouse in Naples Bay, we got the Friday sports test all coming up. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.